7.4 ABC Melbourne.
Afternoons with Bridget Duclos.
Midwives, where would we be without them? They're there at one of the most important and precious times of our lives, guiding you and caring for you as you prepare and deliver your child. So let's celebrate them, will we, on International Day of Midwives. Jackie Sacco is Acting Divisional Director of Maternity, Women's and Children's Services at the Mercy Hospital for Women. Jackie, hello and welcome and happy, happy day to you.
Hello, Bridget. Thank you so much for having me on your program today.
No, I very much celebrate midwives. I had two children myself and, oh, could not have done without them. Tell us about your midwifery journey.
Look, my midwifery journey started very young. I knew very early on that midwifery was my passion. And I had some really strong role models. My parents really encouraged me to follow my dreams and what I was passionate about. And, yeah, growing up in rural Victoria, midwives were central to a lot of the healthcare services there. So, yeah, my passion grew from a very early age.
Oh, and how long have you been doing it for then, Jackie?
I've been a midwife for 28 years.
Gosh, that's amazing. So let's work that out. How many babies do you think you would have delivered?
Oh, look, Bridget, I think I've delivered hundreds. I've really lost count over the years, but each birth is such a special and such an important time for women and families. It's a real honour to be a part of that.
It really is. And I was talking to Mary Geeran before the show about the word midwife, and I was wondering, is it still appropriate, as lots of men are now midwives? But then somebody pointed out on the text line that midwife means with women, so the same title does apply for male midwives. Is that right?
That is so true. And look, the term midwife with women is fundamentally, what we're all passionate about. So, you know, male midwives, female midwives, we're all as important as each other in providing that wonderful care for women.
Yeah, Jackie Sacco is our special guest. She is a midwife and has delivered hundreds of babies. Do you ever get called Jack Sack?
No, I don't recall being called.
I'm just reading your name on the screen thinking Jack Sack's a really good name. Maybe we'll just invent that. Jackie, when I had my kids, I don't think there were any male midwives. Are there a lot more in the profession now?
There are. And, that's just fantastic. I think the profession should be open to everybody. And it's such a wonderful, profession and a special time in women's and families' lives. It's a really valued role.
It really is. I'd like you to give us a call if the midwife you had made an impression, because they are just so important, 1300 222 774. How many of the couples you deliver babies for do you end up staying in touch with, Jackie?
Look, that's a great question. You walk down the street every day and somebody remembers you, and I think that's fundamentally at the core of what midwifery is about, building those strong relationships.
Mm.
And also, over the 28 years that I have been a midwife, being a part of second and third siblings being born,
yeah,
it's a really, really special moment. But look, there's nothing better than somebody coming up to you in the street and recognising you and thanking you.
Mm. So, yeah. Jackie, did you have a midwife when you delivered your children?
I did. I was a part of the Mercy Hospital for Women team maternity care. So that was one of the first midwifery models at our hospital.
Mm.
And, yeah, I was really supported through that model of care.
Oh, Jackie Sacco is our special guest today. She is the Acting Divisional Director of Maternity at Women's and Children's Services at the Mercy Hospital for Women. She is a midwife and we are celebrating midwifery and what your midwife might have done for you. Jackie, Niall, one of our lovely producers here, is having twin baby girls very shortly, next couple of weeks. Any advice we can give him?
Well, congratulations, first of all. I think having twins is wonderful. I just think, the best advice is for you to trust your own body, work with the health professionals that you're deciding to go with in regards to models of care.
Mm.
With twins, it is a high-risk, situation. So, midwives will still be there for you, to care for you, with their obstetric colleagues who collaboratively provide the best care for multiple births.
Yeah, it is just so important. Well, I'm very excited about these little twins coming. I know that the theme of this year's International Day of Midwives is 1 million more midwives. What is this a push towards?
Look, I think globally, you know, the midwifery workforce is being depleted for a number of reasons. And as healthcare organisations grow and evolve, we really need to look at how we recruit and retain our midwives. Midwives will be a role that is needed forever. You know, women having babies, it's a fundamental aspect of supporting and advocating for the best care for women. So, yeah, the theme this year being, you know, recruiting more midwives and making the philosophy of midwifery and the career of midwifery, you know, something that people want to pursue, I think it's vitally important.
Yeah, absolutely. Ellie joins us. Hello, Ellie. Have you had the use of a midwife?
Hi, Bridget. Yeah, I've had I have three children, and for each of them I had wonderful midwives, both at well, at the Mercy Hospital, which is, I think, where your guests come from. And particularly I remember one who, his name was Sarah, and it was after my first baby was born, and she just came to me in the middle of the night when I was at my worst. It was, and I just didn't know what I was doing, and she just came, and I think of her as my guardian angel in that moment. You know, she just came and comforted me and said, just do it like this, and gave me a hug and sat me up. And
well, Ellie, this is it. No one knows what they're doing, do they? So to have somebody come and give you a hand is the best thing you can do.
And then when I had my second baby, I saw that same midwife in the hospital, and I said to her, you saved me last time, and thank you so much. And she was so chuffed. So
oh, that's lovely.
I just love midwives. They do such good work.
Well, that's a bit like you were saying, Jackie. People stop you in the street and still say thank you. Susanna, hello.
Hello, Bridget. Yes, I wanted to say that I was very fortunate and had the same midwife caring for me for all three of my pregnancies, and that continuity of care was so beneficial. Our second child was stillborn, and... So that midwife was really just the support that she provided, but the fact that she knew our family, she knew me really well, that was really a life-saving thing.
Oh, Susanna, I'm so sorry you went through that, but the midwife who knew you really helped you get through, yeah?
Definitely, no question, and just really guided us on making sure we were informed so that we could look back and go, yes, we are happy with the decisions we made at that time, which really was invaluable. A lot of people don't know what to say or what to do, but she was clearly so experienced and was able just to inform us but support us and be so caring of us during that time. So it was, I don't know what we would have done.
Oh, Susanna, thank you very much for sharing that story. I can only imagine how difficult that would be. Jackie Sacco, or Jack Sacks, as you now know, I gather you have had some pretty tragic situations as a midwife, but just what we heard there from Susanna to be able to help people through when there is a tragedy.
Yeah, look, unfortunately, in every profession, there are, you know, sad times, and midwifery is not alone there. You know, it's a very difficult time to process when you do lose your baby, whether it's a miscarriage or a stillbirth. But midwives are there to be quietly present, to hold your hand, and to help navigate you on that very difficult journey and just be that support that you need during that time. So, yes, it's a valuable career pathway to support those in difficult circumstances as well.
And my final question to you, Jackie, if somebody young or old that was thinking of becoming a midwife, what would you say to them?
I would just say, please go for it. You know, it's such a fabulous career. There's just so many different career pathways that you can take, whether it's in a clinical capacity, in research, leadership, quality. And the rewards that you get out of caring for women, listening to women, and actually being a part of their birth experience and making it what they want, you know, just cannot be equaled.
Oh, it's a privilege, isn't it, to share that with someone. Well, Jackie, happy, happy International Day of Midwives to you and to every other midwife out there. Jackie Sacco, the Acting Divisional Director of Maternity at Women's and Children's Services at the Mercy Hospital for Women. And give us a call if you've had a wonderful experience with a midwife, or I'd love to hear from midwives as well. Now,